What was it about the 90s that made movies so much better? How much of an impact did they make during that decade? And while we're at it, can we throw around some 90s slang? Join me, Jason Soto, a lover of all things 90s, as I do a deep dive into cinema from the best era ever. Rabbit Hole Podcasts present That's the Bomb, Yo! 90 Hella Rad Movies from the 90s. You can find this show on Anchor, Apple, Google, anywhere you get podcasts from, or its home location at rabbitholepodcasts.com. And who knows? Maybe even Alicia Silverstone will finally accept my date.
Oh, I'm in.
Hey, just to warn you guys, yes, this is a podcast about board games, but we use a lot of adult language and adult situations, so listener discretion is advised. Everybody, welcome to CineGamer, a podcast where we take a look at board games based on IPs. I'm your host, Jason Soto. Joining me, as always, is my intrepid co-host, Rob Branch. Hello, Rob. How are you today?
You have beautiful eyes, Soto.
Flattery will get you everywhere.
Papa Booey.
Today, we have a guest. We are joined by our mutual friend. We talk about him so much on the show. We talk about him so much on the show that we got to have him on. He was on for the Gen Con special, and I thought we could use his expertise here. So our friend Toby. Hey, Toby, what's up?
Hey, not a lot.
You're good, man. No, you're good. You're good. You're doing good. You're fine. Okay, hey, before we begin with the topic at hand, a couple things I need to mention. Everything we do here at Rabbit Hole Podcast is sponsored by Audible. If you go to audibletrial.com/rabbitholepod, you get to try it absolutely free for 30 days. You can download any audiobook, original show, or podcast you want. After 30 days, you only pay $14.99 a month, and you can access thousands upon thousands of audiobooks, shows, or podcasts. You can cancel anytime, and if you do, you get to keep anything you've downloaded. So it is literally risk-free. Now, if you're listening to this show and you like board games, you must have thought to yourself, I think I can design a board game, but maybe you needed some advice. Well, there's a great audiobook you can listen to called The Board Game Designer's Guide, written and narrated by Joe Slack. And if you're listening to this show and you you like movies, you must have thought to yourself, hey, I think I can make a movie. Maybe you might need some advice. There's a great audiobook you can listen to called Making Movies by Sidney Lumet, a great filmmaker in his own right. You can download both of those titles right now for free using our link, audibletrial.com/rabbitholepod. And if you use that link, you help us out over here on the show. You can also...
It's like less than 2 Starbucks coffees a month, right?
Possibly.
Yeah.
I don't drink Starbucks, so I think I save... But actually, according to like economists, because I don't drink Starbucks, I should have a mansion by now.
You should.
Because they say if you don't drink Starbucks every day, you save money.
Wow.
I don't drink Starbucks every day, so...
But you do a lot of cocaine, so I mean...
Yeah, that does balance it out. The trips to Colombia does balance that out, I suppose. You can also support the show by going to patreon.com/rabbitholepods. For as low as $3 a month, you get early access to episodes, and you get all kinds of great and awesome bonus content. Patreon.com/rabbitholepods. And we use the Patreon money to upgrade equipment, pay for logos, pay for music, pay
get
for...
Lisa a stripper pole.
We're trying to get our friend Lisa a stripper pole. All kinds of great stuff you can do. Actually, I used the Patreon money this month to buy this brand new mic that we are using. Thank you. Because I do want to do podcasts quote unquote out on the road, if you will. And I needed a smaller microphone to take with me. So if I record like at someone's house or we go to Gen Con again, I figured something smaller than the Blue Yeti.
What do you mean if?
Well, I don't know. The convention center might. No, never mind. Let's not talk about that.
Don't you dare.
Anyway, patreon.com/rabbitholepods is going to help us out with all of that. All right. Ads are done. So, Toby, thank you for sitting through all that.
Oh, no problem.
But I do want to let's talk about this for a second before we get to our topic at hand. Some news dropped today. A Kickstarter is out. Well, it's not a Kickstarter. It's technically on GameFound. I'm not a fan of GameFound. I don't like the way they do.
GameFound more. I think they're a more reliable company.
Really?
Yeah.
I don't like the way they do things because I've gone through GameFound and then I've canceled things, but then they make it really complicated to cancel, yeah. And you still get the emails.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, I guess I haven't ever.
They make you feel guilt when you cancel something.
Like, exactly. You sure?
Grandmother would be very disappointed in you.
Okay. Well, I don't cancel games that I.
So for example, I was gonna do the new Sleeping Gods that came out a couple months ago, but then stuff happened with funds and I couldn't afford it, so I had to cancel it. But I still fucking cocaine.
Every time
it's always the fucking cocaine. No. But then I still get emails. I think I got one today from them, and I was like, I gotta keep checking. Like, I wanna make sure I cancel this because I don't wanna get charged $120 that I can't afford.
It's an automated system that they probably didn't check. They'll probably check it at the end of the month.
I guess.
Being the techie nerd that I am. Yeah,
that is
it's really weird.
I've never canceled anything, so.
I've only canceled one thing, and that was on Kickstarter because our dealer, Shauna, if she's listening to this, which she should.
You would think.
Yeah, you would think. She, and I'm disappointed in you, Soto, because it's Necromolts. Toby's going in on it, and I'm buying three copies to make sure we all get it.
You're buying three copies?
I'm buying three copies from Stana. No, listen. This is why. It is Play-Doh Monster D&D.
Yes, I understand.
And I'm getting the whole shebang cheaper with the two extra copies than I would on Kickstarter. The only downside is I might not get the Kickstarter exclusives like the Glow-in-the-Dark Ring, so I'm going to have Shauna talk to them and see if I can get it, but maybe I'll get the other two.
Like, each one you can play with two people.
Yeah, and the expansion adds two more.
Right, so you can play, like, six people with what you have.
Yeah.
Okay.
And plus you get, like, it's just a whole bunch of cool stuff.
It did look cool. It just didn't seem.
And they give you a little bit of Play-Doh to start with, but you can go out and buy other Play-Doh. You can go buy glow-in-the-dark Play-Doh.
Right.
I'm going to do that.
It's like $5, I imagine, so yeah.
It doesn't matter. A kid's coming out and playing.
All right, yeah. It just didn't look interesting to me.
Yeah, it wasn't high on my list. It's just other priorities.
I will bring it. You guys will be like, yeah, I like this. Be like, hey, Jason, I got a copy for sale.
I have other priorities like.
Well, let's talk about it. So,
high five.
Thank you.
Good segue.
You sure you don't podcast? On GameFound, that was launched the day we're recording this, but when you listen to this, it'll be the first. So it should still be available by then. I don't know when this closes.
Beautiful.
Again,
it's like 23 days, I think.
Yeah. So anyway, you should have time to get this. But anyway, it's the Escape from New York board game, which is based on the 1981 John Carpenter film, starring Kurt Russell and Adrian Barbeau and Donald Pleasance. What's his name?
This one movie I've never seen.
Isaac Hayes.
Isaac Hayes, yeah.
He's a Duke of New York, A number one. No one ever gets that reference. So every time I play The Thing and Big Trouble Little China, I was like, we need to round out a third Kurt Russell.
Damn right.
And
Lee Van Cleef.
It was either, thank you, it was either Escape from New York or Overboard. Those were my like next two options.
Oh, God.
No, it's hilarious.
It's a great cast. And of course, cast. Like you said, Adrian Barbeau.
And Adrian Barbeau.
I had a poster of Adrian Barbeau. Poster.
Adrian Barbeau.
On my closet wall. A closet door.
Big Adrian was it on the inside of the closet, and that's where you went in to stare at the poster?
No.
Inside of the closet, looking at Jackson Pollock painting.
So anyway, we got our third Kurt Russell board game here, and I much like Toby, I am very excited. Rob didn't seem so. We gotta ask. We gotta have an intervention here. Why were you not? God. Why were you not excited for this?
Okay,
so,
he hasn't seen it.
Well, for one, I haven't seen
it. He hasn't seen it.
I know it's weird. I just
You and Tim, I swear.
But every time it seems like they're making games off of movies, like I'm looking at one right now, Alien: Fate and Nostromo. That was all right, but it wasn't the greatest.
Yeah, it wasn't.
It just seems like when they're playing stuff, like I'm looking at, I will take the comment back, but I'm looking at Hellboy, the board game. I see Toby kicked in for the exclusive drinking with the skeletons. I should have got that.
Which was actually wrong. They sent me the wrong thing because I got Nemu.
Oh, nice.
And I don't know if you got the email about it. They mixed things. They distribute the people who were doing the sending stuff out. They messed up and they sent out wrong stuff. So hopefully I'll get Nemu and I'll get to keep this as well.
Nice. So. Huh. But yeah, so I mean, like, whenever there's a board game that's made after a movie, like, I'm looking, I see Judge Dredd over there.
You know, if you're going to be doing this, we'll be here for like 3 hours.
So it's a hit and miss. It's a hit and miss. It's a hit and miss.
I'll try. I mean, they had an Escape from New York game.
Both are going to buy it, so I'll try it with you.
Back in the 80s, they had an Escape from New York, you know.
Oh, rolling. Like a rolling move. Yeah.
You know, I want something that's going to have minis and that's going to be moving around.
That's what this is.
That's going to look like Snake Plissken and Adrian Barbeau. And Donald Pleasence as the president.
Yeah, it does. Yeah.
And I'm minis. Dude.
So what's the cost on it?
Okay, so for the
I'm getting the middle.
Are you getting the all in? You're not doing the all in?
Do the all in because I don't want any of that.
And again, they're giving me the prices in euros, so everything I'm telling you is in euros, people. So keep this in mind.
I'm sure I might like convert it.
It's like I think it was like 59 for the base one, and then like 75 for the middle, and so then like 129 or something for the all in.
So the all in for it's 125 in euros. Yeah. You get basically everything. You get a play mat. You get the stretch goals. There's
an expansion.
Yeah,
it doesn't seem like much.
So, that's why I decided to just go with the hero. I think it's a hero.
The hero pledge is 75 in euro. It's just the
you get the miniature
stretch goals. The stretch goals, the base game, and then the minis.
If you're an early bird, you get the president.
The president. So by the time you listen to this, you're going to miss out on the president. Sorry, everybody. But if you ever wanted to play with Donald Pleasence, sorry.
And then if you have
Trump?
That's not even remotely what I said. That's not even remotely what I said.
And if they ever make a Halloween game.
Oh, yeah. There you go.
That would be awesome.
Actually, there is a Halloween game coming out.
But. Oh, yeah, the same
that company with the Texas Chainsaw Massacre.
Yeah, okay, that's right.
It's like sometime next year.
They were at Gen Con. They had a booth.
I took a look at all of those.
Texas Chainsaw Massacre one I was asking about.
So, kind of cool. What is the game about? The listeners are like begging through their iPods or Alexas. So it is a
Save the president.
You go in, find the president, bring him out in less than 24 hours, and you're a free man.
And you get to the chapel.
It is a semi-cooperative game.
Hang glider. He's got a glider that he comes in on. Seriously, he's got a glider.
Gotta see that.
Because they have like a radar.
So it is such a good movie.
He's like a convict, and they put a thing in his neck. If he's not out, if he doesn't complete the mission,
it's like Suicide Squad.
His head's going to blow up.
That's kind of probably where they got the idea
from. That's what I'm thinking, yeah.
Well, maybe the other way around. The Suicide Squad's been around longer than that, probably.
So it's a semi-cooperative game, which makes me curious.
Because it's semi-cooperative because if you have the fifth player aspect with the expansion, that's when it's semi-cooperative because one person plays as the bad guys.
Oh.
The other way, if you play just a regular, it's completely
cooperative. You're all cooperative. Okay. Yeah. Okay. Alrighty. Well, okay, that's cool. Oh, yeah, there we go. Fifth player expansion. Yeah. Okay.
And I think that's only in the higher tier.
Yeah, that's the... That has five players. I didn't get that
which
one.
I was all right with. I was like, well, okay, that's
fine.
Money for
okay, cool. Interest. That's fine. All right, so yeah, I'm looking...
It's like an extra $50, I think.
I'm looking forward to this. It looks like... So the board looks like... Looks like New York, and I'm guessing you put tiles down.
Manhattan.
It looks like, yeah. And I think it looks like you're putting tiles down. And you're probably just trying to find the president. That's probably all you're just really trying to do. Hey, there's cubes in it. if you're a fan of cubes.
I just want to paint Adrian Barbeau.
He's just going to be down here in his basement for like a week, just on the one mini.
Yeah.
Well, anyway, the minis do look good. I'm not going to lie. Like, they look It looks pretty good.
Oh, wow. They are really good details.
It looks pretty good, doesn't it?
That's some really good details.
The company that's doing this,
Steve. That's a good question. Let's find out.
Unfortunately, Snake Plissken kind of looks like Kevin Sorbo with an eye patch.
Pendragon Game Studio does this. Pendragon.
Oh, Pendragon. Pendragon. Pendragon.
And it's designed by Kevin Wilson, who I've played a couple of his games. And he's pretty good. He's decent. Okay. I think he did the... did he do the Planet of the Apes? No. I can't think what he did right now.
Oh, Pendragon did The Thing?
Oh, really?
Really?
The new thing.
The new one.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. Wow. Yeah. Oh, wow.
Geek.com. I'm trying to think what Kevin Wilson did. I know I got a couple of his games at home, and I'm pretty sure some of them...
Are you looking it up?
Yeah.
Okay, I'm looking it up.
Because I'm pretty sure... I'm looking
up this tennis ball.
Okay.
That I have in my hand.
Good job.
Yeah.
Why is that not coming up?
As long as you're doing something.
For those who are listening, it's a green tennis ball. It says Logic.
Oh, last Friday. What?
He didn't do one's Friday. Oh, no. The Pendragon did do.
Yeah.
Let's see. He designed it. He designed.
That's a different cover, too.
That's a cover of last Friday.
Isn't that different?
A lot of people I played that with, they just couldn't.
The revised. Yeah, that's the revised, which I want to know what the
difference. Yeah.
Okay. He had a hand in. Arkham Horror, Cosmic Encounter, Fury of Dracula, I didn't know that. Nice. Wow, this dude did a lot of shit. Let's see.
He's also a father of three beautiful children.
It could be. Batman, the Animated Series, Adventures. Oh, he did that. Yeah, he did that, yeah. Uh-huh, okay.
Kevin, if you're listening to us, go ahead and give us a call. We'll
Cosmic Encounter, like I said, Descent.
He did some Cosmic Encounter's good. The Batman game is really good too.
Anyway, yeah. So I knew I've played some stuff by this guy. So yeah. Okay. So that's helpful.
That is very
He's
helpful.
A pretty good designer. So yeah, when it comes in, we'll play it and we'll try to get you to watch the movie by then. Friggin' heathen.
Yeah, you need to
friggin'
watch
heathen.
I'll watch it.
I would lend it to you, but you got like 20 of my movies that you have.
Oh yeah. Even.
I still need to get those back to you.
Or watch. At least watch them.
I watched VHS.
Oh, really? Off topic, but what'd you
VHS.
Think?
What the fuck?
Fair enough.
So many questions.
All right. Well, anyway, so everyone should go check that out and go support it. There's probably maybe a couple of weeks left by the time you listen to this. But yeah, that's what we're excited
we're not
for
affiliated.
Today.
Just
no, yeah. Just because we talk about stuff on here doesn't mean they're paying us. Quite the opposite, actually.
Yeah, we're buying the game.
Oh, yeah, exactly. We're spending our hard-earned money on this.
Yeah, you hear that, Kevin Sorbo?
Kevin Sorbo?
Kevin Sorbo. All right, let's get to our topic at hand here.
You can watch it on Tubi with commercials.
Nice.
I have the movie, too. You probably have it.
I had the movie.
You could borrow it from one of us. Anyway, okay, topic at hand. I wanted to do something a little bit different today. I wanted to do what I call IP-adjacent games. These are like the board games that are like, you're playing them, or you look at the theme, or you look at the box, and you're like, "That's supposed to be whatever movie." I got like a bunch of examples here, but like you know, there are games that either the designers or the publisher probably couldn't get the rights to, so they were like, "Well, we'll just make it. We'll just call it this."
Like King of Tokyo.
Okay, yeah
that's one.
That's a good example. Yeah, King of Tokyo. It was like clearly supposed to be like Godzilla movies with
Monster
Mothra. Monster Island. Yeah, exactly. So so I asked you guys, to kind of think of some. And I wanted Toby here because we're literally looking at like 2 billion games right now. And I'm sure like there's some that he could think of.
I'm gonna run through his
It's gonna be hilarious if this doesn't pick up.
It's
tired. I'm gonna go first just so you guys can kind of get a feel for what I'm trying to do.
List,
and I often have the bigger list. Hey, last Friday we talked about it. Last Friday. It's supposed to be Friday the 13th. The board game. Like, it's very obvious that they were like, this is gonna be Friday the 13th. They call the killer the maniac.
Well, and the board has a big lake right in the middle.
There's a lake in the middle of it. You're at a camp, and the whole goal is the maniac has to kill the campers. And the game is done in four acts, or if you get the expansion, they add two more acts to it. And the expansion adds what they call the demon.
Have you played that?
We did once at Troy's house.
Wow, I can't remember. Oh, okay, I remember. Okay.
Yeah, I was the maniac and Troy was the demon, who was supposed to be Freddy Krueger. Because if you look at the box of that, he's got knives coming out of his fingers.
Yeah, I remember that now.
So that's kind of like what we're going to try to talk about here. Is we're going to talk about like these kind of games that like we never probably would normally talk about. Because they're not exactly IP games, but I kind of want to talk about some of these. Yeah. So like last Friday, it's one of my favorites.
It's a really good game.
Whenever I play this, have you played last Friday?
Once or twice, and it was pretty bad plays.
Okay.
That's too bad. Well,
you should play with me, because as much as I love playing the Maniac, I always lose.
We're playing on 28th.
Oh, that's right. We are playing in a couple of weeks.
Tuesday or Friday?
Friday.
I'm going to have to...
I think it plays better at the full five-player count. Is it five-player? Five or six. Because one player has to be the Maniac.
Yeah, I think there's five victims.
And then there's five campers. And then all five campers has to be used when you play the game.
Right.
Do you need a piece of paper?
No, I'm good. I'm a nerd. I write on my hand.
Mutilating yourself over there like you're a Memento or something. Probably a movie you haven't seen also.
I've seen Memento.
Oh, wow. You've seen
it. Okay.
I was drunk when I watched it. Don't remember it.
Oh. Well, there you go.
Yeah, he did it. He's going to have to pull out a Polaroid of us next. And it's like, oh, shit. Anyway. Jesus Christ. Anyway, so yeah, I recommend the full player count because I think it's more fun. But
you have all the different interaction with
You don't need it because all five campers are used anyway, and they all kind of have each character has like a special ability. The campers are trying to move around the board and do their goals. Like the first one, you're trying to get into cabins so you don't get killed by the maniac. And then the maniac, all they gotta do is just kill people.
See, I know that it's a hidden movement game, and that's what I loved about it.
Yeah.
But the people who I was playing with, they didn't like, they were like, yeah, let's play this game. And they're like, this game sucks. I'm like, then why did you fucking say it looked like your game?
They said it right after they set up, or
after we played it, they're like, oh, we didn't know it was hidden movement. I'm like, read the fucking manual. Jesus,
listen when you explain things.
Yeah. So no one
knew the game before. One person knew.
And then anyone that implemented it?
Yeah.
Okay.
But overall, the general consensus was the game sucked. I'm like, you people suck.
No, the game, I think the game's wonderful.
Yeah, I think the game's really good too.
Rulebook's
not the best.
No, that's why I'm wondering what the revised edition maybe that's what they fixed. If someone could email me, tell me what the hell the difference is with the revised edition and the first edition. That'd be amazing.
You know, if that's the case, then you can just
download the rulebook.
Instead of buying a whole new edition, unless they added more stuff to it.
That's why I'm wondering, before I buy this revised edition, I want to know, is anything vastly different, or is it just the rules are different? Because if it's just the rules, I'm just going to download fucking PDF.
Is it a second edition?
Or it just says revised edition. But yeah, I really like this game. I like hidden movement games. We play a lot of hidden movement stuff. Like, we just did Furry Dracula last week. Rob was the Dracula that time. Normally, I'm Dracula as well. And I don't typically... I do pretty good as Dracula. I don't do good as a maniac for some reason. But yeah.
Well, it does play a lot different.
Oh, you know, it does.
It seems to be a little easier to find the maniac than it is to find Dracula.
Yeah, I guess that's
true. It's a little easier, and it's easier to fight.
You guys found me like three times.
Well, we found him, but we were not strong.
No, yeah.
We were not powerful.
You kicked our asses.
Every time we fought against you, you had the power. We did. We couldn't fight you.
Suck it.
We couldn't find any items.
Yeah, exactly. But yeah, I give Last Friday a chance if you're a fan of Friday the 13th movies like I am. I remember hearing about this, like that came out in like 2016, I think. And I remember hearing about it before that Gen Con. And I got to tell you guys a story. Oh. So that Gen Con, it was going to be like an early release for that Gen Con. I think it was 2016 Gen Con. And so I was, that was like my number one game. That was the game I'm like, oh, I'm first in line. I'm going to go find this booth. I did the thing where I downloaded the map.
Yeah.
And I found out who the company was, which at the time was Ares. I think it's a new company now.
It should still be Ares, probably.
I thought it was a move to the Pendragon.
Well, Pendragon, but I think they're probably in cahoots with Ares, okay. I bet.
But it was the Ares booth, and it was like pretty much close by a door. Like, it was like a little bit just by a door, and I'm like, oh, beautiful. I'm going to go stand by this door when they open up, and you can't run. No running.
No running.
No running at Gen Con. So I walked briskly to the booth. And they were handing out tickets for it because it was a really anticipated game that year. And they only had 25 copies for that Thursday. I was number 26. The person in front of me got the ticket, ticket number 25. And then they looked at me and were like, sorry. And I was like, fuck. You guys probably heard me like this fuck just go throughout the hall. That was me.
I was like that the year the Harry Potter Hogwarts battle game came out.
Oh, yeah.
I was like 52 out of 50. that very first day.
That so sucks,
man. I feel you. I feel you because I was upset.
But anyway,
before you start here, yes. It says here, subtle but important changes to the rules enhance the game balance.
Oh.
Given to the maniac more opportunities than ever to spread terror.
So it's just a rules thing.
Yeah, it, just, okay. It looks like it's just a rules.
So I will go look for the PDF, download the new rule, and I will look into that. Excellent. All right.
It does say you can play six players.
Six players, yeah, because five campers, one main game.
Right.
And then the expansion adds the seventh player, and then they play the demon.
The demon.
All right, let's talk about Terror Below.
Yes, I forgot all about Terror Below.
It's basically Tremors.
It's Tremors.
It's Tremors. Yeah. Rob, you know Tremors?
Yeah, I've seen all the Tremors.
You've
seen
Tremors? Okay. Yeah, I remember seeing the artwork. You look at the cover of the box, and you're like, it's Tremors.
Yeah, it's definitely. Big old sandworm.
Now, here's the thing about this, though. I haven't had a chance to fully play like with people. I just played it solo.
Oh, okay.
So have you had a chance to play it?
I have. It's good.
Okay.
I wouldn't say it's fantastic, but it was good. It was enjoyable.
Because there are like little worm creatures.
I think it's just the one worm creature.
Is it?
Yeah, because they have like if you have the basic game, it's just a cardboard standy worm. But if you spent the extra money, you got a miniature.
Yeah, because I kickstarted it, and I think I got the.
I'm trying to remember if there's actual vehicles in it as well, or is they cardboard vehicles? I'm gonna have to go look.
I don't remember that either. But see, this is why we came here to do this.
Let me go check my stuff.
Yeah. So okay, well, while he's gonna check that, have you played this, Rob?
No, I've not.
Terror Below.
I've not. I'm. That's just because you said it's basically Tremors the board game. I want to play it.
Okay.
My only thing is, do you get to play as one of the Tremors?
No.
You play
a hunter, but it's very much a competitive game.
Look
at that cover.
It's the cover. That is badass.
Is that not Tremors the board game? Like,
so here's a you do have extra worms.
Yeah. So they're like there's different.
You got the eggs.
The eggs.
The eggs. Oh yeah. See, you do have cars. Thought we had the cars.
Yeah, that's right.
You got a freaking tank.
And there's a tank. Yeah.
Tank, and there's the.
Holy shit.
There is the.
Why did I never hear about this game?
Yeah,
we like a few years ago. Like 2019, I think.
2019.
Hey, look at me. Look at me. Because I remember having to pick it up at Gen Con. I did the Kickstarter, and there was an option.
I did.
There was the option to pick it up at Gen Con. And so that's what I did, yeah. Yeah, so from what I remember, and Toby, you can kind of correct me. You're all playing against each other, and you're trying to get these eggs, and then these eggs give you extra things onto like there's these cards that you have to complete.
Kind of a set collection.
Yeah,
of the eggs, if I remember.
And I think, and then you're driving around this map. There's a tank, yeah, and you're driving around this map on this board, and there's gonna be eggs that just drop randomly, and then you pick up the eggs to do these cards.
And the board's pretty cool too.
The board is double sided. Nice. The board is double sided, and there's one side that's regular.
It looks like an egg.
Yeah, and then the second side has these holes in them, like canyons.
You can jump over.
And there's a mechanic in there where you can jump over the canyon.
This is Tremors the board game.
Exactly.
Kind of mad I don't own
so this. So that was what, like, Renegade must have been like, we want to do a Tremors board game, and whoever owns Tremors must have been like, no.
Yeah.
Or Kevin Bacon was like, no.
Kevin Bacon's like, no.
So, by the way, Kevin Bacon was in Friday the 13th.
Yes, he was.
So that's two Kevin Bacon IPs that... maybe it's Kevin Bacon's fault. Damn it, Kevin Bacon. We want to play 6 degrees with board games as well. You're cock-blocking us out of that. So, did you like that game, Toby?
Terror Below?
Mm-hmm.
I did like it. I enjoyed it.
Okay, I gotta actually play it with people sometime.
Yeah, that's always fun.
I want to play it sometime with, like, people. I just did a solo, and it wasn't that great solo.
I remember the movement is kind of interesting, because you play these car cards
uh-huh.
that determines how you're moving along
the grid. Yeah, that's right, yes.
And then, of course, the worms are popping up in certain areas that are listed on their cards. So, yeah, it's pretty cool.
Okay.
I enjoyed it.
All right.
God, your list is huge. How long is this episode going to be?
Well, I mean, okay, I can show you my list, and then you can, if you want to talk about a game that, like, maybe I don't have there,
yeah, no,
or Toby, if you can think of any that I don't have.
I only have, like, one that's not on the list.
Go ahead, Toby, what's that one?
Well, what I was going to discuss was the game Obsession.
Oh.
Which is about, it's essentially Downton Abbey.
Oh, okay.
Or any Jane Austen novel there is.
Okay.
And, you know, it's, you're building your estate of your, you know, it's like a Victorian house of a wealthy family, you know, elite family in, like, turn of the century England.
Okay.
And you have your servants, and you can hire more servants, and you send these servants to do certain jobs around the house. You know, like they can go into an area where the gentlemen are smoking cigars, you know, and the women are doing their thing, playing tennis outside or something like that. But it's very similar to, like, Downton Abbey or any, like I said, any Jane Austen film.
Okay.
And it is one of the best games I have ever played.
Really?
It is fantastic. It is in my top 10.
Holy shit.
Of all the games that I've ever played. It is such a great game.
Have you played it, Rob?
Who's Jane Austen?
She was an author.
She's Steve's sister.
Steve Austen, yeah. The Sixth Sense girl.
Stone Cold Steve Austen. Fired up Jane Austen.
You're thinking of that Steve Austen. That's thinking of $6 million man.
No, I have not played this game. It sounds... I've never watched Downton Abbey either.
Yeah.
Which is something I probably never got into, but it does sound like an interesting game I'd like to play. If Toby says it's one of his top 10, I mean...
It has some of the best mechanics. The artwork is fantastic. The whole... The way that the game is put together, he has all these old boxes and stuff like that. Everything fits in perfectly. It's just, production-wise, just fantastic. Oh. He thought ahead. I think this is the only game he's ever done. But but he... It's like his baby. It's like his child. He just... love this game. And I see, if you have any kind of questions, if you have any kind of concerns, you reach out to him. He will come, that's, you know, awesome. He'll give right
awesome.
Back at to you.
Because
I
can't
remember what I had. I had some sort of concern or something. And he got right back, and we had conversations, you know. It was really nice.
I love when a studio or a designer gets back with you and is respectful enough to sit there and go, you know what, dude? You're right. That's a little confusing. You know, let's talk about it.
I'm part of a Facebook Obsession Facebook group.
Okay.
And they were talking about
call those stalkers.
It is closely, I don't know if it's there yet, it's closely getting to the 100 mark of the board game game, you know, the rating system.
Oh, wow.
It's getting ready to pop into the 100. That's
how.
All right. I mean, it's a lot of people are finally finding out. And it's one of those games that nobody really knew anything about it. I just, you know, how.
That sounds like when we have to play.
Yeah.
I've got to kind of check out now.
I mean, I'm always, you know, you know, looking around for new and interesting games. That's my thing. I like to find games that has different ideas. That
half your games are war games.
Well, yes. Yeah, you know, I mean, a lot of them are not half.
No.
But, you know, I mean, I like
this side to my left.
Those over there are war.
The GMT?
My GMT, I just got
Those, I guess, are kind of war games. But
But yeah, I always try to find something that's different, that's unique.
Yeah.
I love unique ideas. And
yeah,
that's something I had never seen in a board game before.
That's interesting.
So, oh yeah, Upstairs, Downstairs. That's not a show that you can say.
Oh, okay.
Like that too.
I want a Mork and Mindy board game.
Mork? Well, they had one back in the 70s.
Cool. Yeah, we're gonna have to check out Obsession. I'm very curious about that. You got me curious.
Okay. Good.
Like I remember seeing that box cover, but it was something I would probably normally avoid.
Mm-hmm.
But you're praising it so high, it's making me curious.
And I think a lot of people avoid it because of the theme.
Yeah.
Because it is Jane Austen, Downton Abbey, and it might not be masculine enough for some.
Well,
people.
Okay, that sucks.
You know. So,
like, my thing was just, it just didn't look the kind of game that I would play, like, in general.
Mm-hmm.
But not because of, like, it's too girly or anything. Just, mm-hmm. It just didn't look like my speed. You guys know what kind of games I play.
Right, exactly.
So, it just didn't look like something I would play.
You're not slashing anybody.
Exactly. I'm not fighting a monster or trying to kill you guys or anything. So, right. But I do want to try it out. So, we got to try that out sometime.
Why are those the only two, you know, parts of the game that you... I'm not trying to slash a monster or kill you two.
But actually, joking.
All right, Rob, you and I have Nemesis.
I have Nemesis.
You guys have Nemesis. Oh, okay. Nemesis is...
Well,
is,
I mean, on a list. Not the physical.
It's on my list, too, but Jason...
That's what you're referring to.
Right. Toby, you have the game itself. It's very expensive.
Yeah.
Do you want me to talk about it?
Yeah, yes. Okay. Yeah.
Basically it is aliens. It's, you know, aliens, a very, a more thought out version of aliens. Like I'm seeing Alien Fate of the Nostromo, and that was cute. That was a good game. I haven't played the Aliens game. You guys said it was garbage.
I wouldn't say it was garbage. It was.
It just wasn't.
It was wonky.
It was wonky.
It needed some more playtesting, I think.
Yeah.
It needs a second edition.
But Nemesis was one of the games where you guys thought highly of it.
Yeah.
And I played it with you guys, and I love it. You know, it's.
I think most people think highly of it.
Yeah.
I bet anything that's in the top 100. That might be in like the top 50.
Probably is.
Something like that, because it is a fantastic.
It's probably. I would say in BGG, it's probably top 100.
Yeah.
Definitely. I like how. You don't really have like named characters in there, so you don't really have that feel of, oh, I'm playing as character A, B, C, or D. But the aliens are actually they're much more badasses than in the movie, you know. So it's like,
and what I like as well, you mentioned the characters and stuff like that. You know, they could have easily ripped off likenesses of the aliens' characters and put them in there on the cards, and they did, and they came up with. Brand new. They even have a character in a wheelchair, I believe. Excuse something me. Like that.
Yeah. There's a character in a wheelchair.
That's awesome.
Handy capable hero.
Yeah.
For the record, Nemesis overall on Board Game Geek is number 19.
Oh, no. Wow. Top 50.
So, yeah, that's how.
Well done.
And it's only a complexity of 3.4, which is not that bad. And it's not that hard.
Yeah, it's not that hard. I mean, once you have the basic elements of the game down, yeah, it is difficult to win.
It is hard to win.
Very difficult to win, especially if you are playing if you're playing competitively.
Yeah, that's,
it can be even harder.
Yeah, I was going to mention that's kind of what I like about it. I like the I don't mind the cooperative version that we've been playing, but the competitive one I really like because you have these secret missions that you're trying to accomplish on your own. And then,
and you could totally host people,
and you can fuck people over.
We were doing that comic book,
I love that.
And we never did finish that.
Oh, we never did finish that. We were
doing Lockdown on the comic book, and I got the comic book for the original one, too.
Yeah,
got
both that's versions. Right. But no, I really like this game because you're trying to avoid these creatures, you're trying to accomplish goals that are out on the board, you're trying to accomplish your own goal. And then you're trying to be the only one who wins. And some of your personal goals, it'll say, like, you need to kill player number two. So, like, if Toby is player number two, you got to try to find a way to get him killed.
Right.
So,
and you don't have to kill him. He can just die from an alien.
Yeah, yeah.
You know.
So
but
it's
there are also outside effects. Like, there was a meteor shower that was fucking us up.
Yeah, I think so. That might have been a comic book, though. I think that was a comic book. The only thing that I would say that's a little negative about the game is that the board is so dark. The original one. It's kind of hard to see where all the like the tunnels or it's a little difficult. It's like I've looked on Etsy because I want to pimp that game out so bad. I want like walls and everything that to put
actual tunnels that you put in between spaces and just
that we can actually crawl through.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
It'd be like the Dungeon King, the Tunnel King, and the Great Escape. You know, oh, that's a game. Oh, I want a Great Escape game. Everybody listen to me.
I'm surprised that doesn't actually exist because that could be done easily.
Oh, yeah.
You know what? That's one that we could put on this list. What's that called?
Escape from Colditz?
Yes.
Escape from Colditz.
That's kind of like that. Yeah, it's kind of a great escape.
Is. Right, you're right.
Because that was actual designed, what was it, by an actual like World War II vet or something?
It was.
And so he invented the game, and the game is like based on his actual like escape attempt from this concentration camp. And one player plays as the Nazis, and then everyone else plays as the, you know, the prisoners. And fall. And so,
that was your Harry Potter stuff.
Toby is bringing out two versions of the game. There's an original version that I'm sure came out like 1987 or something.
1973.
There you go, 1973. Jesus, and it looks like it's from 1973, just looking at it.
From Parker Brothers.
And then, the version that I played with Toby was this new version that he got, and it came out in 2017.
Yeah, just a couple of years ago.
It wasn't quite that long ago. You were at the other house. I know that much.
Yeah.
Osprey games.
Osprey does a good job. 2016.
During this 2016, yeah. And I remember liking this a lot.
Watch about my dust, man.
Man, you just devalued the game by taking the dust off. What the hell?
Don't worry.
That dust was from 1975.
Yeah, really cool boxes.
That is awesome. That is so cool.
And what's also neat is that they have, I don't know if it's an F1 or not.
For the listeners, we apologize. This, you know, these are games that we need. We should do a video.
There's some actual photos of what Colditz looked like. Because this was an actual prison.
Yeah.
That the guy was in. And there's a... the schematic.
That's what the board looks like. Yeah, it's really cool.
There's some documents. You see
this,
everybody? You see these documents?
You guys have to like Google this at home, but no, it's really cool. It's very thematic. Because there's a thing in there where you can like secretly talk to each other, without the guy playing the Nazis knowing, to try to plan an escape.
Yeah.
And the only thing I remember is, unless it was just our case, I remember it being very long. But I think that's okay.
Well, you can determine the length.
Okay.
Well, in this one, the new one.
The new one.
You do have you say we're going to play 20 rounds or something.
Or you can do. Okay, I remember that now.
Limit and everything. But,
yeah, so yeah, Escape from Colditz.
And the original you have is still in good condition, you know.
Yeah, it even has pictures of the guy. And
holy shit.
Yeah. So I think that's pretty cool.
Like this is his outfit that he the outfits that they made for when they escaped so they could blend in with the surroundings.
Wow.
Yeah, really
it's
cool.
It's very cool.
Yeah, the guy.
Everyone, go check that out.
It was a real guy and everything.
It's definitely a game we should bring to the table.
I do want to play that again. Sometimes.
Yeah, I love this game. I think it's really good.
I totally am down to play that sometime.
I think it's a lot of fun.
All right.
Well, that's why we didn't have it on the list.
I just now thought of it when you mentioned Great Escape, because that's kind of like that. But except that was based on an actual like escape attempt from a person. So
now, is the creator of this game, is he still alive or has he passed away?
He's probably.
I mean, he's World War II. So
yeah.
He'd be in his 90s if he was. So he might be. I don't know.
Yeah, we got to play that again sometime. Okay, so I had on my list Betrayal on Ultimate. Because to me, they're doing like 50s like monster movies. So for everyone who doesn't know, Betrayal on House of the Hill.
Like Universal Monsters.
Yeah, because it's different scenarios depending on what stuff you pick up and what room you're in. You can trigger these things called haunts. And each haunt is just different scenarios that you're playing through. And so some of these scenarios, and then in the second, and I'm talking about the second edition, I bought the third edition, haven't got to play it yet.
I played the third edition.
Oh, really?
Yes, I played it.
Oh, cool.
I hate it.
What?
The third edition kind of mixes a little bit of the second and a little bit of the legacy from what I'm told. I don't like how you don't. the way they create the haunts is different.
Yeah.
The way the haunts are described are different. They're on cards instead of a book. Just, I'm so used to the second edition that the third edition, like, I would love to play Betrayal Legacy because I've been told that
Legacy is good.
Yeah. It's really good. So, I mean, if you played Legacy, you'll probably enjoy, you know, the third edition. I've never played. So, I when I played it, like, I was playing with two other people, and I'm not saying it was a bad run. They were both kind of tired, but we still played through it. But it's definitely a game that you're going to need to bring early to the table if you're going to be playing a couple different games. Because it does, to me, compared to the second edition, it requires more thought.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
I guess we'll find out next week.
Yeah, we'll find out next week. But anyway,
next week.
Next week. A lot of the haunts in it.
That's not been here when we're discussing it.
I was in another realm.
Okay.
As always. Some of the haunts.
What the fog was.
Some of the haunts, like, reference, like, you know, like Frankenstein's monster is, like, one haunt, but they don't call it, like, Frankenstein's monster. They call it, like, a creature or something.
Insect one.
Yeah, or I know one of them, there's, like, a mummy going around.
Yeah.
I think one of them, there's a werewolf. I think it's, like, yeah, all the universal monsters. I think it had almost all of them. Right. So, yeah, I put Betrayal on here because it references all those things. So it's, like, all in one game, though. And I think that's pretty neat. Like, you could play out, like, all these movies, you know, fully, like, its own thing in, like, one setting, and then the next time you play, you get something different.
Yeah. It's nice because they have all those different haunts.
Exactly. And so there are original ones in there, too.
The game's always going to be different, almost always. I mean, there has been occasions when the same haunt came up, and it's like,
right,
I don't want to do that one again.
Yeah. There's a house rule where you could, like, look at the item you got and then just do a different haunt related to that item and then just move to the room that's associated with it, depending on the rules. Sure.
See, I associate this game with the movie Betrayal House on the Hill.
Yeah.
It does give a little
kinda
nostalgic feeling towards that.
Kind of, yeah.
I'm sure that's probably got a name of it as well.
Now, okay. I don't want to super, since you said you hadn't played Legacy, I don't want to kind of, there's one thing that happens in Legacy. I guess I won't spoil it.
No, I've watched people play Legacy. Okay. I've watched.
All right. Well, for anyone out there listening, I'm going to do a quick spoiler on Betrayal Legacy really quick. So 3, 2, 1, the doctor from Doctor Who shows up in Legacy. I don't know if you remember that, Toby.
I do remember.
Because it says a guy in a police box shows up, yeah, and then he's actually like the purpose of the haunt. So I thought that was pretty fucking cool.
Yeah,
that was pretty fucking cool,
yeah,
I thought.
That was cool. I forgot about that.
Okay, so spoilers over. Anyway.
Fingers out of your ears.
So I just threw Betrayal on this list because it just reminded me of a bunch of just different stuff. Yeah, so I was hoping you guys would agree with me.
I agree.
Okay, let's combine these two because these are very similar. Is My Father's Work and Abomination.
Oh yeah, those were both on my list.
Not played Abomination. Played I actually do own My Father's Work. Bought that.
Oh, you did get a copy.
Got a copy of it. Yeah. Loved the game. I actually first played it with you two guys and Tim and Jeff. I love it. I love the app. The app was good.
Yeah, I only played it the one time. You guys played one other version without me. But the one time that I played that was, I thought that was a lot of fun. So My Father's Work is basically like a take on like the Frankenstein theme. But what surprised me was in our scenario, and I don't remember what it was called, so maybe slight spoilers.
Is that a second one we played?
I think so. So slight spoilers. 3, 2, 1. There was like a Mad Max theme that ended up happening.
And you were raving, like, I love this.
This was so fucking cool. It just came out of nowhere.
The disease one. You haven't played the disease one. I think that was the first one we did.
Okay, yeah. But the theme, overall theme, is you're playing different generations of a family who's trying to build something, you know, magnificent.
Your legacy
to kind of either, depending on the thing, take over the world or help the world, I guess.
Yeah, like everybody has a certain thing that they're building, kind of a doomsday device, kind of.
And there is a card in there. One of the things you can build is a creature. They call it the creature, I think. Yeah. And it is basically like a Frankenstein monster. And that's
what I love about it is that it's worker placement. You've got these great looking minis it's like a sun drop almost.
Oh.
Kind of.
Oh yeah, the minis themselves are kind of cool. Yeah,
it's like I'm not ruining these by painting them. They look fantastic as they are. But I love how, you know, a couple of the characters can only go certain places. Like the caretaker can only do things around the mansion.
In the house, yeah.
You know, if you're the master, the main guy, you can go wherever you want. And,
right.
And things don't cost a lot or whatever. But
there are tiles that you can buy that will allow you to take like your caretaker out to the city.
Right.
Exactly. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So it does so
modify that stuff.
The game does allow for a modification. Right.
But I think that's really cool in the whole worker placement aspect of it.
And the components in this game are wonderful. Like, there's these vials. Beautiful. There's these vials.
Which I didn't mean to pimp out.
Like, actual little glass vials with little corks in them.
Yeah, I want to get some, like, glitter and, like,
puts on, yeah, I've been seeing things on Facebook where people like put stuff inside those vials. Yeah. I'm a little scared to do that.
Well, I don't want to put anything liquidy or anything like that. I want to, like I said, glitter and like
hot glitter. Glue. But you have to make sure that cork is glued onto that fucking
Then
you're gonna get surprised when you open that box next time.
Think you went to a strip club with all that glitter all over the place.
Where have you been, honey?
But yeah, the components to this work. Exactly.
Buying a stripper pole for somebody.
We're going to Lisa's house to buy a stripper pole. So let's take us to Abomination, which is another like Frankenstein's monster style of game. You said you have not played.
I have not played it yet.
So this is also a worker placement game. Now, the thing I don't know if anyone knows about me is I'm not a fan of worker placement games, only because I'm not good at them.
And because kicks our ass every single time.
He kicks our ass in pretty much any
game. Yeah, so. Tim's super smart, so.
Yeah.
But no.
Fuck you, Tim.
Because we like you, Tim. You're cool, man. No. Worker placement for me is like you have to know what you're doing like four steps ahead. And I'm not.
And that's what I like.
And I'm not good at that. Games.
Yeah, but the way you get good at it is you play more of it. Like, yeah, I used to suck at worker placement, but I could safely say that I could probably hold my own now in games with worker placements, especially with my father's work, you know, that one, each worker had a select path that he or she could go in an area they could move on to unless you modified the game. Mm-hmm. I'm assuming it's the same in Abomination or something similar towards.
Well, with my father's work, you turn the pages of that book, so the landscape is going to change. But this one, you know, it's a board. And you're going to the cemetery, you're going to different places where you're picking up bodies, you're grabbing dead bodies.
And literally a spot in the board, it's a dark alley, and you go there to get a fresh body, but there's like a wanted level thing on your board you got to manage. When you do that, your wanted level goes like three or five.
Where do we go to murder?
Go murder somebody.
One movie with Simon Pegg, he plays, him and another guy play, they dig up corpses.
Oh, Brooke and Hare.
Brooke and Hare. Oh, we need to make a game out of that.
We talked about that on I Have a Weird One.
Oh, okay.
That was Nick's story. Yeah. Nick had that story.
We need to make that into a board game.
Okay, there we go.
So it's basically just that dark alley function.
Yeah. Well, it's hilarious. I mean, it's so dark that some people don't like to play it because of the darkness of it. It's like, come on, seriously, this is hilarious.
It is funny.
Come on. And see, this came out in 2019, the same year as Cthulhu Death May Die. It's like those two were the best games, in my opinion, that came out in 2019. Okay. Mm-hmm. I think Abomination is a fantastic
game. I want to play it again.
Abomination is fantastic. And it's a long.
It is long.
It's a long game. That's a bad thing, but they do.
It's like 3+ hours almost.
Yeah, but they do have, well, depending on who you're playing with, somebody with AP problems and stuff like that. But they do have, and I did download the
new rules. I heard about that.
Where speeds things up a little bit. I don't know exactly how it works. I haven't played it yet, but I need to try that out yet. But yeah, Abomination is fantastic.
So, next time we play, you got to come for Abomination. It's a lot of fun.
Love that game.
And yeah. Okay, let's move on to really quick to Mixtape Massacre really quick because it's more of like a.
Everything for this game.
Kind of like, not quite like a Target or Walmart kind of game, but it's like in between. Yeah. It's like a step up from it because it's a roll and move.
It's a roll and move, yeah.
And it's very easy. Like the rule book is like 4 pages, if that.
Yeah.
And it's literally
You move, you do this.
It's on this list because it features a bunch of different monsters that you play has, and they're all based on movie different monsters. IPs, yeah. Like one is Pinhead,
one's a gremlin,
one's a Hannibal Lecter, one's Jason, one's Freddy, one's a clown, one's Chucky. So if you ever wanted to play like a game where you're like, yeah, like Pinhead versus Chucky, this is the closest you're probably gonna get, because that's the whole point of the game, is you're fighting against the other players and you're trying to be the last one standing
and you're unmatched with all horror.
Oh, that would be awesome.
Yeah.
Well, it's either a last slaughter or standing, or first to 20 tokens.
Oh, that too, yeah. I'll try to do the kills. Yeah. I'll try to do the kills.
There's a different there's the survivor's version of that game. I can't remember. Basically, you play as a...
Escape from Tall Oaks.
Tall Oaks, yeah.
Yeah, because you play as a survivor and you're fighting against a monster. Yeah. I didn't get that version because I like
this version, but... Almost everything for this game.
I do want to try it, though. Don't get me wrong. I want to try it.
So, one thing about this... I can't remember the studio. They got another one coming out. They got a game coming out called From the Deep.
Oh, Float. Huh? It's like I kickstarted Float. That. Yeah, Float. I kickstarted that.
I was going to. I didn't really know. Funds and all that jazz.
That's basically Jaws.
It is basically Jaws. So basically what they do is every Halloween they'll come, like, they'll have a sale, pretty decent sale, like,
yeah,
up to about 25% off, you know, when they're a small studio. But they'll also bring out, like, different types of, like, the character board, you know?
Oh, okay.
I've got the chainsaw one.
Oh, okay.
I've got the pumpkin dice. I've got the red and black dice.
Okay.
I just every time they come out with something new, I just buy it for this game just because it's fun to fuck around with, you know.
Yeah, and it's a very light game. It's not meant to be taken seriously. Yeah. You know, it's just something you play like at the end of the night, I mean, but you want to do one more. The gremlin has
wings, okay? And they're all like full fledged wings. They're all like, you know, like flippers between its arms.
It's a lot of fun, and it's definitely like a good, like, you know, end of the night game. Or his
character, by the way,
or
so easily killable.
If you're just like drinking with friends and do something very casual, so mixed day massacre.
This is definitely one of those games where you could play a house rule and get drunk really fast something. On this game.
Yeah. Okay. I put a question mark next to Final Girl because I think that's more of a genre and not a movie per se.
Yeah.
I mean, almost every so I was gonna get your opinion. Has like a Final Girl.
There actually was a movie called Final Girl.
There is a movie called that.
But there's actually, they're coming out with the second season that's shipping here very soon.
Yeah, I know.
So we should be getting it here soon.
I'm hoping you did it too.
I did it to where I got
Did you do a wave one or wave two?
Wave two with the box. So I get wave one. I get everything. So the box.
So you'll be getting yours first, or?
I think I'm wave one.
Okay, because I'm wave one.
But I also went all in to get the box.
I did too.
Put one and two, seasons one and two together. And basically, it's every Final Girl for almost every horror movie you can think of. They, you know, almost every race that's been in the movies that is a Final Girl, you're playing as one of them. The one thing I didn't know when I first kickstarted it was a solo game.
It's a solo game, yeah.
I'm like, well, that just sucks balls.
Yeah, that's the only kind of downside, because I like to play stuff with people, but it is fun as a solo game. Yeah.
It is a great, and I'm not big on solo games. I mean, I play a lot of games by myself, but I don't play a lot of solo games. So this was a bit of a...
What made me laugh the most is when you posted in there, you're always talking about how, like, you fucking die to Hans every time. You've played it. How many times do you play? Like,
yeah, you've seen it a lot, Toby.
One once.
I've played against Hans like 11 times, and I beat him once. And I played. I've started the Poltergeist one.
Poltergeist looks fun.
Yeah, because you're in a house, and there's like certain rules where you can like go out the windows, but your people can die if they go out the window.
Yeah. Oh yeah,
there's like ladders that you can go down the ladder, and there's a helicopter that can land on the roof.
Yeah.
Try to escape that way. Blah blah blah.
So what's cool about Final Girl is if you get like everything with it, it comes with like 5 different monsters and 5 different girls, and you can mix all these because there's different settings, different monsters, and different girls. So, you know, you could mix these however you see fit, and I think that's kind of neat. But if you've ever played Hostage Negotiator, it plays identical to that. Because you're rolling dice, there's a little thing, a little board that has the monster's health on it, and then there's a little thing that tells you how many dice you can roll, depending on how many, I think it's how many people get killed, or how powerful you are, or something.
I met the guys from Van Ryder at Gen Con this year, and I was talking about them, and I really wanted to get Hostage Negotiator, but it was just so much. Like, they have so many expansions for it.
Oh, yeah, there's a lot of packs.
Like, dude, you know, like, they're
I just had the basic, the base game.
So, yeah, so I thought I'd throw in Final Girl, because it's kind of...
I think it works.
Cause, I think it's kind of...
You know, with the different scenarios and the different characters, you know, you got a character that's like Freddy Krueger in there.
Yep. That's true, there is like a Freddy character.
Yeah, and it's actually called Nightmare or something, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah, something like that, yeah. But, so yeah, I just threw that in there really quickly. I also had a question mark, but then before we recorded, you guys did tell me it counted was Time Stories. Oh, which Rob was not a fan of.
I hate time stories.
We're gonna probably go through. I'm trying to wrap this up here. We're almost at an hour.
Go long. Let's do it.
It's school night. It's a school night, gentlemen. Anyway, no. So Time Stories. So this is the time travel game, and everyone that knows me knows that I am like huge on like time travel. I mean, I wrote 3 time travel books. I watch constantly time travel movies and shows and stuff. And so when I heard of this game, this is like 2015. This is kind of right when I got into the hobby. I heard about this, and they're like, oh, it's a game. You time travel. And it's kind of like Quantum Leap. But then you guys reminded me of a Netflix show called Travelers. And I think this is more like that. Because it's almost the same thing. It's about you're in the future, and there's a thing that's happening. That you're sending people into the past, but you're putting them in different bodies.
And it's a corporation.
There's a corporation sending these people back in time.
Okay, question. I want to make sure I'm talking about the right game here now. Is this one where it kind of plays like a video game?
No.
Okay, then I play something completely different. Sorry.
No, Time Stories, there's different scenarios. So, like, the first scenario in there is called Asylum. There's a guy named Bob who sends you back in time, and each thing is like a different mission.
Okay.
But you don't fully know the full mission. You just know you're going back in time, and then there's these different rooms that you go into.
Are the boxes white, like a white box?
Yeah, it's
dark white.
Okay, yeah, I played this, and I hate it. Sorry.
Okay.
I'm talking about the right thing here, so yeah.
But there's different scenarios.
The first couple were great.
First few. Asylum and Marcy Case.
Was great.
I liked the dragon one. That was interesting.
That's the one I played and it blew Donkey Dick.
I like that one. I like the dragon
one. Enjoyed the dragon one.
Then it just kind of started going downhill.
Yeah, it did.
The one that I liked after those three, I forget what it's called, but I'm just going to say it, maybe slight spoilers, the Charles Manson one.
Yeah, the serial killer one.
That one was pretty cool.
That was cool with all the references.
There's a lot of references to Charles Manson. Yeah,
if anybody is into that sort of thing, the Helter Skelter Charles Manson thing, would love that.
Yes.
I know I did.
But there's a really cool thing that happens. I won't spoil it. I do want to spoil it. There's a cool thing, maybe Toby, you remember. There's a cool part that happens like middle of it. I'll tell you off.
Yeah.
You know what I'm talking about? Yeah. When that happened, I was like, holy shit, that is fucking amazing. Yeah,
it was cool.
But then it then went down in quality. Like, the scenarios kind of started sucking after that.
The thing that I didn't like about it was how you lost time and stuff like that.
Yeah.
You'd have to start all over again.
You're supposed to start all over.
Yeah.
And I think everyone house rules it like, okay, we did this, did that. Okay, let's go to where we lost.
Yeah.
I think that's just typical house rule.
One of the things that kind of bothered me about the game. The other thing is, like, it's a one and done type of game. You play it, it's done.
Yeah. Unless you happen to forget everything.
And for the price of what it is, you know, it's not too well, it wasn't worth
it. It's a legacy, you know.
The base game was what was most expensive because you're using those parts.
Yeah.
But then the scenarios was just cards.
$30.
They weren't that bad.
But then if you're done with it, you can just sell it to somebody.
Sell it or give it to somebody or whatever.
That's what I did. I ended up selling all.
I sold all of my scenarios to Shauna.
I sold everything to one person.
Yeah, so because she was very interested in them, and I said, "Here, there you go."
I know we enjoyed it very much, but then the stories just weren't as good, and it just seemed like it just drug out.
The last one,
it took forever.
Was not good.
To play him.
The Madam,
The Madam one.
That was terrible.
That was back in the French Revolution.
Yeah, right. That was terrible. I hated that one.
Yeah.
I was so disappointed because I love that game. And I still do. I like the first few, and I like that. The
Arctic one was all right.
The Arctic one was cool.
Wasn't there one, a deep sea one? Was there one like that too?
I think that's in the new...
Because I didn't like the new.
The new ones suck.
Oh, no, I did not
like I'm not the even new, looking. Man. If they're still making those, I'm not even looking.
I sold that as well. I bought one of them. We played it. And
it was not good.
We were all disappointed.
It was not good. So, yeah, Time Stories.
The Travelers, that's a show that we were...
Yes, Travelers.
Great show. If any,
very underrated.
Yeah, not a lot of people... I just kind of stumbled upon it. Not a lot of people it's know like a, about it, but it's
grittier Quantum Leap.
It was so good.
It was great really cast.
Good. Great cast.
Yeah,
really good writing.
Yeah,
I enjoyed it a lot.
Okay, so there's I got two more on my list.
All right.
I don't think either of you have heard of this game. It's called Brooks Gambit.
No.
Oh yeah.
Oh, you've heard of it? Mm-hmm. Okay.
I think I have a copy.
It's so the reason I'm throwing it on this
643 in his library.
I'm throwing this on this list because it's kind of like Aliens, but it's dice, and it's a very much a like a hidden traitor thing.
Oh, that's
so
cool.
One person is like working with the corporation, and then everyone else are like regular people.
Ah, Burke.
And then Burke was the guy from Alien. Yeah, Paul Reiser's character. Yeah. So that's what it was based on.
B-U-R-K?
B-U-R-K-E, and then Gambit. I put it here at the end because it's very loosely based on Alien. Because, I mean, it's just like a kind of a paste-it-on theme. Like, you're really just rolling dice, and then depending on what you roll, you do actions with them. But then you can also screw people over because it's kind of like a hidden traitor thing.
It's kind of like mechanics of Doctor Who. With a little bit of
kinda like it's a very fast like Doctor. Okay. It goes it's like 20 minutes tops.
Kind of Daleks.
Yeah. But it's like it's very fast. I mean I'm just describing it very fast. But it's like a 20-minute game and you just roll these dice and then depending on what you roll, you do these things. Some of it you're screwing people over, you're throwing people out of airlocks. It's a lot of, yeah, it's a lot of fun. I haven't played it in a few years. I gotta play it again.
Now you brought that up. Dark Moon.
Dark Moon. Because that was supposed to be
Aliens.
It was supposed to be Fast Battlestar Galactica.
Yeah.
That was how
basement. I can put out words too.
Shut up. No, yeah, that's right, Dark Moon. Yeah. Because they were trying to make a game called Battlestar Express. Which was Louis Battlestar Galactica, mm-hmm. but done faster. But then that fell through or something. So they just renamed it as Dark Moon. So it's just like the traitory stuff that's in Battlestar Galactica, just with the different things happening.
Yeah, but someone's infected.
And someone's infected.
And then you can
pass the infection. You can infect other people.
You don't know. You have little shields that you roll your dice behind.
Yeah.
You dedicate those dice to.
I've not played it, but I want to play. And I have a copy. I have a copy. I do have a copy.
Yeah.
Anyway. You quit dropping your balls on air, man.
Did you ever watch Brady Bunch? You don't play with balls in the house.
Sorry.
All right. And then the last one I want to mention, and this is thanks to you, Toby.
Yo, what?
You are a maniac. So this is, I mean, it's basically just a slasher movie as a card game. You're not really a specific one. I guess you could be Jason, I guess, but...
I can't remember what the cards look like, too.
But they're... but this is fun. I'm so glad you introduced this to me because this was a lot of fun. You are the maniac, and there's these cards that are just basically victims, and it's the most stereotypical victims you can think of. There's like a cheerleader, there's a bimbo, there's a jock, there's a nerd.
Nice.
There's like anything you can think of from a movie, like they show up. And then you lay out these cards of the victims, and then whoever's like in the first spot, there you go. Whoever's in the and it looks like a VHS tape. And whoever's in the first spot, you get to kill, and it's a set collection game, basically. But you're killing these people. And then after you kill the 12 people, you then go after the final girl. And there's three different final girls because you're doing three acts. And then after all three acts, each card has points on it. You count up your points, whoever's most points wins. It goes by really quickly. It's like 25 minutes.
Yeah, it's not very long. I believe I discovered it at Origin.
Yes.
And I called or texted you and say, hey, I saw this game. Do you want me to pick you up?
And you said the, I think you said the name, and I was like, yes. Yeah, I didn't know anything about it. I
sent you a picture. Culture as cards. Well.
It does look like a VHS box.
I can't remember, but it's like, Jason's going to love this.
Yeah, I was in, and then we played it, and it's wonderful.
Yeah, it's fun. It's fun. It's good.
I absolutely love it.
We need to get that to the table.
Yeah, I want to play that sometime.
Rick the Dick.
The
athlete.
Oh, yeah. These cards are hilarious.
Jenny the Blonde, Connie the Consumer. She's like eating some ice cream or something.
Yeah.
Out of the container.
So it's more like the Doomsday. It's like a lot of slashers mixed into one.
Did they have a token black guy?
There's a few token black people in there.
I'm sure. Hot and steamy shower scene.
Okay, that's all I got. We can do like a quick, like, is there anything else maybe you guys wanted to mention really quickly?
I can't think
just off the top of the head. I mean, we can revisit this later. It's not.
I can't think of anything right.
What do you got, Rob?
Well, first one, Wonderland's War. That is, I don't know if it's IP adjacent.
Well, I mean, don't they actually call them like the Mad Hatter and all that? I've not played it, so I can't.
Yeah, they have the exact characters as House of Wonderland.
So we'll do Grindhouse over here that Toby has. Toby is not a fan of it.
It's nothing like Quentin Tarantino's movie.
No, it's not. But it basically is. It's basically a slasher.
I was disappointed in it. Did we play it?
No, we haven't played it.
Did you
play it? I played it with you and, yeah.
Also, I've talked about this several times. Who Goes There? Second edition.
Well, that's based on it. Now you're just naming stuff that's actually based on IPs.
That's actually the book.
It's a book.
That's a book. Yes. Well, I guess Grindhouse. I would say maybe the pandemic. Well, the pandemic games, but I'm trying to figure out how you could associate that to something like maybe. Like,
oh, there was a movie called Contagion.
Well, there is a movie called Contagion. I was also thinking like San Andreas, or but. But yeah, I guess the biggest one is Grindhouse over there.
Okay.
I liked it because, it kind of reminds me of a Saw movie,
Yeah. Oh, okay.
You've got a house that you're That's going fair. Through.
It's like Saw, but in a game show
setting. So, I mean, and Saw is kind of a game show.
I kind of want to play it again, just to give it one more shot, because there's a second edition going out to Kickstarter.
I saw that.
So I might get that. I'm apprehensive.
Well, maybe they'll revise.
They fix the some rules and stuff yeah. Like
that. I think that was part of it. The rule book was a little.
Yeah.
I didn't see anything wrong about it, but
I can't remember. It's been a while.
There was something to it. It didn't catch to me, but I can't remember what it was either.
Yeah, I was like really looking forward to it.
I think we kept dying too quickly. I think we didn't even get through all the rooms, and we like were dead. That might have been it. No, but like all of us died.
Oh, really?
Yeah, the game was just too quick.
It was like, you lose two limbs. Okay, next room, you lose two limbs. Well, that's all my limbs. I'm dead. Like, I think that might have been what it was. So maybe they fixed it. I don't know. So, all right. Well, I'm actually going to... One more thing, I might just wrap up here.
No, I can't think of anything else other than...
But this was fun to talk about. This was absolutely fun.
Yeah.
Because these are games like we normally wouldn't talk about on the show because they're not exactly IP. But they're sort of like IP. That's kind of why I wanted to do this. So they're
IP adjacent.
IP adjacent, yes. So, Toby, I want to thank you so much for coming on the show here.
My pleasure.
I know you love talking about board games. And
I do?
We do a board game podcast. We might as well have you on. So
I'm happy joining anytime you want.
Absolutely. All right. So, with that said, Rob, thank you, as always, for being my co-host.
Thank you for having such beautiful eyes. I get lost in them every time we talk.
Thank you. And then just to remind everybody, everything we do here is supported by you. Go to patreon.com/rabbitholepods. For as low as $3 a month, you get early access to episodes of every show over at rabbitholepodcast.com. And you will be hearing this pretty early, Patreon people. So you guys are lucky. So actually, you Patreons, you can get in on the Escape from New York stuff probably pretty early on.
And he's pointing right at you,
too. I'm pointing right at you, too.
Sons of bitches.
So other than that, everyone else is going to be hearing this on the 1st. So everyone out there, thank you so much for listening. And we'll catch you later.
I love you.
Copyright 2022 Rabbit Hole Podcasts, rabbitholepodcasts.com.